All right, so today we're going to really dig into something I think is probably keeping a lot of IT directors up at night. Third-party risks. And as an IT director, you're dealing with, tons of vendors for everything. You've got software vendors, cloud storage vendors, all kinds of partners.
Pretty much everything outside of like your internal network, right?
Exactly. And it can feel
Oh,
like
yeah.
a minefield out there, right?
Absolutely.
So we've got this guide that I think is going to be really helpful to kind of walk through this and map out the minefield.
For sure.
And yeah, just to give you those tools to really manage these risks.
I think it's a great place to start, especially for IT directors, because you need to be agile in business these days, and that means relying on all those third parties.
Brilliant.
But it does mean you have a whole other set of security things you need to think about. You
Yeah.
know, you're not just protecting your own systems, you're basically responsible for what every single vendor you work with is doing. Okay, so that's a little daunting when you put it that way.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how do these third parties actually become vulnerabilities? And I think one of the biggest things is, at some point you have DVE to give these vendors access to your systems or your data.
Right.
I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah, you pretty much have to.
So how do you manage that?
Well, I think it helps to think about it like this. Every time you let a vendor in, it's like you're opening a door into your whole system. So let's say that vendor, they don't have the same level of security you do.
Oh boy.
Maybe their practices are a little weaker or something, and they have a breach on their end. Well, guess what? That can easily become your problem too.
Domino effect.
Exactly. It's like a chain reaction you really want to avoid.
For sure, for sure. So, okay, so as an IT director, I mean, how do you keep those dominoes from falling?
We've got to be proactive about it. You can't just trust everyone who comes knocking. You have to really vet your vendors before you even sign on the dotted line. Okay, so.
Like we're talking background checks, security assessments, even penetration testing.
So more than just checking references.
Oh, way more. You got to look under the hood. Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
Like, what kind of questions are we talking about?
Well, for example, what are their password policies?
Right.
Do they use multi-factor authentication? How do they handle data encryption?
Oh, wow.
These
Well,
are like the nitty-gritty details that can make or break your security.
yeah.
And this is where your technical expertise is so important. You're the one who can really tell if a vendor's security is up to your standards.
That makes sense. So it sounds like getting all of this like really spelled out in your contracts is super important too, right?
Absolutely. Contracts are your first line of defense.
Okay.
It's not just about what services they're providing, but setting clear expectations for security.
Right.
Think of it like a security SLA.
Oh, okay.
You define the security standards, the responsibilities, and who's liable if something goes wrong, and you put it all in writing. And here's a really important thing that people often forget. Make sure there's a clause that says the vendor has to report any security incident,
You
no
know,
matter how small it
I
seems.
would think that that would be obvious.
You would think so, but you'd be surprised how many vendors try to sweep things under the rug,
Also.
hoping you won't notice. But transparency is so important. You need to know what's going on their end so you can protect yourself if necessary.
So we've talked about like really vetting those vendors and then having these like rock solid contracts. But this guide also talks about these hidden technology risks. So what does that even mean?
This is where things can get a little scary.
Oh, okay.
So imagine you buy a new piece of hardware, right?
Right.
And it comes preloaded with malware, or you're integrating some new software solution,
Yeah.
and it's got a backdoor vulnerability that you don't even know about until it's too late.
Oh, gosh, that's like a nightmare.
It can be, and that's why you can't just rely on surface level checks. You got to go deeper.
Okay, but how, I mean, you can't like scan every single piece of code yourself, right?
Well, true, but you can use tools like static and dynamic analysis to scan for vulnerabilities before you install anything.
Oh, okay.
And for hardware, make sure it's from a reputable source and you know exactly what software and firmware it's running. And of course, always patch and update everything.
So it's like constant vigilance. It's not just a one-time check. It's like an ongoing thing.
And it's not just about the technology either.
Right.
It's about building this culture of security awareness,
Right.
both with your own team and with your vendors.
Yeah.
You need to be having those open and honest conversations about threats and vulnerabilities, sharing information and working together to stay ahead of the curve.
It sounds like a lot of coordination and trust.
It is, but it's so essential. You need to think of your vendors as extensions of your own team when it comes to security.
You've given me a lot to think about already.
We've only just scratched the surface. Right. There's so much more to cover, especially when it comes to planning for when things go wrong. Because let's face it, no matter how much you prepare, something will eventually happen and you need to be ready to handle it.
Well, I guess that's a good place to pick up next time.
Sounds good. Yeah, and I think the key to incident response is you got to be prepared.
Okay.
And it's not just about having a plan on paper. You really need to, like, understand it.
Mm.
Practice it. Make sure everyone knows what they're supposed to do.
So kind of like a fire drill, but for, like, a cyber incident with one of your vendors?
Exactly. You don't want to be in the middle of a crisis trying to figure out who's in charge of what.
Right, right.
Those tabletop exercises can be really helpful.
Okay.
You know, walk through different scenarios, test your communication, make sure everyone knows their responsibilities.
Okay, so let's say you've got that plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that, like, absolutely need to be in that plan?
Well, first things first, you got to be really clear about who does what.
Roles and responsibilities.
Exactly. Like, who's the point person for talking to the vendor?
Right.
Who's handling communication inside your company? Who's in charge of containing the damage and fixing things?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even more important, who's making the decisions?
Right. You need somebody to be in charge.
You need a clear chain of command.
Yeah, I can see how that would be super important when things are really stressful.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want people, like, stepping on each other's toes.
Right. And you got to think about how you're going to communicate.
Oh.
Like, how do you tell everyone inside your company what's going on? What do you tell your customers and when do you tell them?
So that's, like, a whole other plan right there.
Oh, yeah. It's all about minimizing the damage.
To your systems, to your reputation.
Exactly. And that brings us to something that's really important for IT directors to think about.
Okay. What's that?
A breach at one of your vendors can really hurt your company's reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you did everything right on your end, customers might lose trust if their data gets compromised because of one of your partners.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about the whole business.
It really is. And as the IT director, you're often seen as, like, the tech person.
The face of technology.
Exactly. So if a vendor messes up, it can make your whole department look bad, even if it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
It is. But this guide has some really good advice on how to manage that risk. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about being proactive, building that culture of security awareness that we talked about.
Right. So it's about more than just awareness, right?
Yeah. It's about getting everyone on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating this sense of shared responsibility. You know, you got to get your vendors to buy in, help them understand that strong security isn't just good for you, it's good for them too.
Right. It protects their reputation too.
Exactly.
So how do you actually do that? Like, how do you build that kind of partnership with your vendors?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't force them to be more secure.
Well, you can start by setting clear expectations right from the beginning. Make sure your contracts have those really strong security requirements and then hold them accountable to those requirements.
Right. And I guess having those ongoing conversations we talked about earlier is important too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely share information about new threats and vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offer advice on best practices. Encourage them to participate in security training.
Okay.
You could even have, like, a forum where you can all talk and learn from each other.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's about shifting that mindset, you know, from us versus them to we're all in this together.
Because at the end of the day, you're all trying to do the same thing, protect your businesses and your customers.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting to me that a lot of what we've been talking about doesn't just apply to, like, vendors.
Mm.
It applies to any situation where you're trusting someone else with sensitive data.
You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter if it's a cloud provider, a data analytics firm, or even another department in your own company. Those principles of due diligence, clear contracts, and open communication are super important.
It's about shifting your perspective, right?
Yeah.
Instead of thinking about security as, like, this barrier, it's really an enabler.
I like that.
So by building trust and encouraging everyone to take responsibility, you can actually be more agile and innovative.
Absolutely. And that's what every IT director should be aiming for.
So we've talked a lot about managing third-party risks in general.
We have.
But I want to dive into one specific area that this guide really highlights: data storage.
Okay.
Entrusting your data to a third-party storage provider comes with its own set of risks.
It does. And those risks are only getting bigger as we move more and more of our data to the cloud.
Right. So let's talk about that. What are some of the specific things that IT directors need to think about when it comes to third-party data storage?
Well, the first thing is you got to make sure your data is actually secure in the cloud.
Okay.
That means understanding the provider's security measures, their encryption protocols, their data retention policies.
And I imagine compliance is a big factor here too. Depending on your industry, there might be really specific rules about how and where you can store data.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You need to make sure your cloud provider is following all those rules.
So it's not just about finding the cheapest or easiest option. It's about finding a provider that meets your specific security and compliance needs.
Exactly. And that means doing your research, asking the tough questions, and being willing to walk away if they don't measure up.
So that due diligence again.
It all comes back to that.
Okay, so how do you actually figure out how secure a cloud provider is? I mean, yep. You can't just go to their data center and start looking around.
Well, no, but you can start by looking at their security certifications, things like ISO 27001, SOC2, PCI, DSS.
Okay.
Those certifications show that they've met certain security standards.
Okay. And what about their track record? Have they had any security breaches in the past?
That's another really important thing to consider. You can usually find information about past breaches online. And don't be afraid to ask the provider directly about their history.
So transparency is key, just like with any other vendor.
It really is. You need a provider that's willing to be open and honest about their security practices, both the good and the bad.
Okay, so let's say you've vetted your cloud provider.
Yeah.
You're confident in their security.
Hmm.
What else do you need to think about?
Well, you got to think about who has access to the data and how you're going to manage that access.
Okay, so like who in your company needs to be able to see the data that's stored in the cloud?
Exactly. And that can get pretty complicated if you have a lot of users.
Not definitely.
That's why you need strong identity and access management controls.
Okay.
You got to make sure that only the right people can see the sensitive stuff.
And what about encryption? Is that something you have to handle yourself, or does the cloud provider usually take care of that?
Most good cloud providers offer encryption as a service, but you need to understand how it works and what level of protection it gives you.
Okay.
And don't forget about data retention. What happens to the data when you don't need it anymore? You need a clear policy for that. And you need to make sure your cloud provider can follow it. Do they have a way to securely delete data when it's no longer needed?
It sounds like there's a whole other level of due diligence when it comes to data storage.
There is, but it's worth it. Your data is one of your most valuable assets. You got to protect it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought. We've talked a lot about the technical side of managing third-party risks, but it's not just about technology.
Right. It's about people.
It's about building relationships, fostering trust, communicating openly and honestly.
Exactly. Because when it comes to security, the human element is often the weakest link.
But it can also be the strongest.
That's a good point.
So for all the IT directors out there, remember, you're not alone. There are resources out there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are experts you can turn to for guidance.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together.
That's a great point. So that's our deep dive for today. We hope you found it helpful. And as always, keep diving deep. It's pretty amazing when you think about it, all the things that IT directors have to handle these days when it comes to cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about managing systems anymore, right?
Right.
You got to be a strategist, a risk assessor. You're negotiating contracts. You're communicating with everybody.
Yeah. You're wearing a lot of hats these days.
All rolled into one.
And it's only gotten more complex with all these third parties.
Exactly.
IT directors are basically on the front lines now, defending against all kinds of new threats.
And it feels like those threats are changing constantly.
Oh, absolutely. It's a never-ending game trying to stay ahead.
So how do you even keep up as an IT director?
Well, you got to be constantly learning.
Yeah.
Staying up to date on the latest threats and vulnerabilities and all the best ways to protect yourself.
That sounds like a full-time job in itself.
It pretty much is, but there are a lot of resources out there. Conferences, webinars, online courses.
Right.
And don't forget about networking, talking to other IT professionals.
Yeah.
Sharing best practices, learning from each other's mistakes.
That community aspect is so important.
It really is. There's strength in numbers.
For sure.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
Right.
There are experts. You can hire security consultants, manage security providers.
Mm-hmm.
Even your vendors can be good resources.
Oh, that's a good point.
So as we wrap up today, I want to leave our IT directors out there with one last thought.
Okay.
Security, it's a journey, not a destination.
I like that.
It's something you got to keep working at, constantly assessing, mitigating, improving.
So it's not just a one-time fix.
No. It takes constant vigilance, and you got to be willing to adapt and learn new things.
But if you're proactive and strategic about it, you can build a really strong security posture for your organization.
Exactly. And that's how you protect yourself from all those threats out there.
And that's what being an IT director is all about, right?
Yeah, protecting your organization, its data, and its reputation.
Well said. That's our deep dive for today. We hope you found it helpful. And as always, keep diving deep.